Okay, so what's the secret game I'm playing tonight?
You're going to help another man get off over the phone tonight.
Oh, really? You want me to help a guy get off over the phone?
Yes. See, his wife left him 2 years ago, and he did a lot of business with me. I feel sorry for him.
Just because his wife let him?
Not let him, baby. Left him. She left him 2 years ago, and he hasn't had a bit of sex since.
Wow, she left him 2 years ago and hasn't had any kind of sex since.
Nope, not a bit. Well, other than masturbating by himself, which you know really isn't fun. I'm sure you can feel some sympathy.
Bless his heart.
I knew you would feel that way. I told him you have a really big heart.
So, do I know him?
Oh, not really.
What does not really mean?
It means back when you and I first met and you sold ads for me that you may have talked to him a time or two, but to sell him advertising, but know him? No, you really don't know him. He's a good friend of mine though, did a lot of business with me.
Okay, so if I talk to him when I used to sell for you, that means he doesn't live in this area, right?
No, he doesn't live anywhere close to this area.
Okay, good.
So, you'll do as I ask.
As long as he doesn't live around here.
Why would it matter if he did, baby?
Because that'd be embarrassing that I might run into somebody I have done that with and not know.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Even though, if he did live in this area and I wanted you to do it, I guess I would just have to tell you that's what you were gonna do.
I love someone taking control of me like that and telling me what to do.
You can say control. I just say you enjoy having the man let you know what you'll do.
I'll do anything you say now.
So, do you need me to tell you how I want this audio made?
No, I'll make the audio the way I want to.
Do you think you can make it to where I'll really enjoy it?
You know, I know what you like.
Yes, you do. And you never let me down, boo-boo.
So when's this supposed to happen?
Really? I'm disappointed you have to ask, but I'll tell you.
No, wait, let me guess. I bet you told him to call my phone at 2, right?
Very good. Yeah. 2 a.m.
You know how I know.
I'm pretty sure I do. But why don't you share that with me so I can be sure?
Well, it's the darkest time of the night, as well as the sexiest time.
You left one key element out, I think.
And I bet there's full moon tonight, right?
Yes, of course, there's a full moon tonight. But that's not really what I was referring to. Boo-boo.
And you couldn't have picked a better night since it's storming outside.
Bingo. You did name all the elements. I know how you enjoy storms.
You know how I get turned on during thunderstorms?
Yes, boo-boo. And I know how naughty you get.
Must be the devil inside of me.
I love you, baby.
I love you, Terry.
I love you too, boo-boo.
Okay, let me go up the stairs and think how to do this, and it might be down to start the audio talking to you.
That'll be fine, baby. I'll be awake. I've got a lot of paperwork still to do from that court case last week, so come down if you need to ask me anything.
Hey.
Oh, hey, boo. What's up?
So, I have it figured out.
What have you got figured out?
How I'm going to do the audio, and I need to ask you some questions for part of my audio.
Oh, you do? Well, come sit right here in my lap and ask away.
You want me to just sit in your chair with you?
Yeah, I'm filled with paperwork. Just sit in my lap. If you can do that.
Sure, I guess I can do that.
Yeah, come on. Just plop down. Okay.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Why?
You keep moving around.
I'm just trying to get you comfortable where your back can lay against my chest, baby.
Well, just recline it.
Oh, foolish me.
There, that's better, isn't it?
Much better.
Does it bother you me leaned up against you?
Are you serious? Not a bit. But, you had some questions. You don't mind if I nuzzle you a little bit during the questions, do you?
It's okay.
Okay, question one. Oh, yeah, go ahead and start the recorder.
So you have arranged for a man to call me tonight at 2?
Yes.
And he's gonna talk dirty to me.
Yes, he is.
You're doing this because of your fantasy about me being with another man, right?
Yes, I am.
That tickles.
Okay, ask your questions.
So, Terry, it's gonna turn you on to know I got another man's cock hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know I love the idea of you turning another man on.
It's gonna drive you crazy to listen to me talk dirty to him, isn't it?
Very much. And let me say, I love these questions.
Are you really gonna enjoy listening?
Very much. Yeah. What might you be asking him that I'll be listening to?
Like me begging him to stroke his cock?
Yeah, I like that, boo-boo.
And think about fucking him?
Yes. I love you'll be thinking about that.
You do know that I'll be in bed playing with my pussy.
Well, yeah. I would hope you're doing that.
Talking to him and thinking about him doing anything he wants me to.
Yes. But you don't have to talk about anything you're not comfortable with.
And remember, you're not in the room, right?
Right. I'll be down here while you're upstairs enjoying yourself.
You like watching, Terry?
Do I like watching what, boo-boo?
You like watching another man that knows how to fuck this pussy?
I believe I'd love to watch another man fucking you.
You love when another man makes me come, don't you?
Yes, I do. You confident this man will be able to make you come?
He's gonna make me come, Terry. He is gonna make me come really hard.
You think you'll use any of your toys talking to him, like your vibrator or something?
I'm gonna use that big dildo of mine.
Which one? They all look big to me.
You know that flesh-colored one that looks like a real dick?
I know the one you say looks like a real dick. Why are you gonna use that one?
Oh, well, when he starts talking about fucking me, I'm gonna be sliding it in and out of my pussy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he'll have me soaking wet.
Oh, yeah, it's so hot, boo-boo.
And I'm gonna tell him I'm sliding a big 9-inch dildo in and out of me. And I'm thinking about him fucking me.
Well, you're really planning this out. You're gonna be real naughty. What am I gonna do with you, boo-boo?
Yeah, you love my little dirty mouth, don't you?
Oh, God, yes I do. And I'm sure the guy calling you's gonna love your dirty mouth.
Well, it's about 1:30.
Yeah? What's that mean?
So I need to get upstairs.
Why? It's a good 30 minutes before he's gonna call you.
I know it's 30 minutes before he calls me, but I need to get my pussy really wet and turned on before.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get a little turned on after, aren't you? Okay, whatever you need to do, go ahead.
Remember, you better not get mad if you talk to him and he tells you about it.
You're starting to make me really curious about how naughty this is going to be.
And don't you come upstairs and disturb me, because I really, really want to be alone with him.
Well, don't you worry about it. I'll leave you up there alone. So, you're really getting into this tonight, aren't you, boo?
Yes, you know I love the idea of a man talking dirty to me while I'm laying in my dark room.
Trust me, I do know that.
And it's storming outside.
Yeah, I think it's another wave of storms coming in about now, so go on, enjoy and go crazy.
Can you email him before he calls me?
Well, actually, I told him I'd send him a text or email to let him know it was still on and let him know you were ready. But, why did you want me to email him?
Because I want you to send him something.
Uh-oh. Had to clear your throat to get that out. What do you want me to send him?
Send him the video you made of me masturbating.
Oh, really? That's hot. Okay.
And tell him to make sure he has that ready to open when he calls me.
Oh, he'll love that. He'll absolutely love it. I'll be sure to let him know.
Yeah, you really love that idea, don't you?
Yes, I do. You are becoming a dirty little girl.
Yes, I'm your fucking dirty little naughty, dirty, dirty girl.
That's so hot, baby. Let's try this. Tell me why you're my little dirty, dirty, naughty, naughty girl.
Because you tell me to.
Okay, go be dirty with this other man and I'll be waiting with a hard cock.
You're such a naughty boy.
Always.
Okay, give me a kiss.
Yeah, baby, give me a kiss. Okay, run on. Hey, you gonna let me know when I can come upstairs, right?
Yes, I'll let you know when you can come upstairs.
The door. Oh well.
Oh my God, that has to be him.
Hello?
How are you doing? Well, let's just say I'm lying here, a bundle of nerves, I guess. Well, Terry said you were a close friend and just wanted me to try and see if I could help you. Do I know you? Or do you know me? I don't know, so just tell me. Why won't you answer me? And if you have any of my audios, tell me what one of them says. Well, what do you know about me? Yeah? Yeah, I guess. That sort of describes me, but that could also describe a lot of people. Well, Terry said you were a close friend and just wanted me to try and see if I could help you. I thought that, I would do that, and I can. That felt weird even saying that, because I don't know you. At least I don't think I do. Do I? Other than I talked to you on the phone when I worked for him, he said? That's what he told me, so is that correct? Describe some more about me. That's pretty close. You saw the picture? I mean, it's okay. I'm just trying to find out if you know what I look like or not. Oh, you do know? Yes. Oh my God. I don't know how you know these things, but yes. I have had a long time fantasy about being with a stranger. He always gets me wet and turned on. Can you exactly why it turns me on? I know you don't know this. I've never told anybody. I'll tell you. In my head, when I'm playing with myself, it seems like somebody, I have no idea who they are, and they're running their tongue down my neck, and maybe I'm looking down, not knowing anything about him, or even who he is, and I'm still watching his tongue trace circles around my nipples, and maybe his breath is real hot, not really sure why, but it's turning me on that I don't know who it is. Sometimes he has a mask on, and sometimes I can see, can't make out his face for some reason. Oh yeah, he does a lot more. He kisses all the way down my body until his head's between my legs. And why don't you just tell me the name of the company you own? What are you afraid of? Oh my God, come on. Do you think I would do this and tell your wife? I don't know her or you, so that's for you to worry about. And I would not feel any guilt about that. She left you. I'm sorry about that. So is that what this is? I mean, it's been a long time since you had sex. He did what? He did not send you a video of me. What am I doing in the video? He sent you a video of me masturbating. Send me a copy of it. Send it to me now. Well, the answer is no unless you send it to me. If you know him, you know what his email address is. Send it right now. Call me back as soon as you send it. Hello? I just thought this might be you. Well, oh my God, he did send you a video of me. You should look in your mailbox now because I sent you a few more. I thought maybe you might want to watch them while we talk. I guess that does mean we're gonna talk. Of me being fucked by a guy, and also it has me and Emily having sex. So you'll never tell Terry I sent it to you. You wanted me back when we used to talk when I worked, didn't you? You used to rub your cock when I tried to sell you advertising. You know I thought you were sexy back then. If I flirted with you, so I'm sure you're still sexy now. Really? So you masturbated at night thinking about me back then? Fuck yes, I love knowing that. You sound like somebody familiar. If I guess who it is, would you tell me? No, I'm not gonna ask. Okay, is this Michael from New Jersey? Oh my God. Mr. Michael Sean Taylor. How could you think I wouldn't recognize your sexy voice? Well, that was a bad job of trying to disguise your voice. So how'd this happen? Did you just ask Terry if you could talk dirty to me? Your voice is a voice that would not be hard for me to recognize. I knew it the moment you said hello. My God, you came to visit us for a week after your divorce. I mean, think about it. How many nights have I heard your sexy voice whispering dirty thoughts into my ear? Yes, that includes moaning in my ear. And when you moaned into my ear, you usually followed that up by sucking my earlobe between your lips and soaking my ear and neck with your tongue. I remember all of that, Michael. So first things first, can I tell you a few things that I don't want to share with my boyfriend? Now, if you tell him when this will never happen again, that's if you tell him. I don't know if it'll happen again or not, but I kind of enjoy you, so we might do it a few more times behind his back. So, I'm not supposed to know who you are. Yes, we'll still do what you called for. Oh my God, Terry. He doesn't know anything about that week, does he? I'm talking about the things we did when Terry went to sleep. Well, that wasn't my next question to make sure you didn't suggest that. So, if he asked you to call me, then I'm sure that means he doesn't know anything about what we did. I'm thinking there's no reason he has to know. I'm thinking this could sort of be our little secret between me and you. He trusts us so much, doesn't he? Oh my God, the way you talk to me. You're just as naughty as me. That's why we're so bad together. So, how much have you been thinking about me since that week? Oh, you made me behave like such a slut or a naughty girl when you were here. That's the only time I've ever fooled around behind his back. Well, I think it's my boyfriend's fault because he's the one that asked me to spend so much time with you. He left us swimming that day and was gone all day, leaving me by the pool with you all day staring at your hot body. Yes, you made it pretty obvious you wanted me that day by the pool. Come on, you very rarely looked me in the eyes that day. Your eyes were either on my tits, my ass, or trying to get a look between my legs. Oh, you were just admiring them. I bet you were admiring them while you were thinking about them being wrapped around you. I don't for one second believe that you haven't had sex in 2 years. Oh my God, Michael. You have had sex in the last 2 years because it's only been like 6 months since you fucked me by the pool. Or doesn't that count? It better count since you fucked me for 3 hours. Let's see, we did it in the pool. We did it in the lounge chair. And we did it in the pool house. And then we got really naughty and let you take me into our bedroom. You remember why I let you? You told me you wanted to fuck me in the same bed my boyfriend fucks me in. Do you know that sometimes when I'm fucking him, I close my eyes and think about it being you inside of me? Are you stroking that hard cock of yours, Michael? Let me ask you a question. Did you wear that really, really tight bathing suit so I'd notice how big your dick was? Did you ever look my way and notice that I was looking straight at your cock? And then, did you ever realize the reason I went inside and changed into my really tiny string bikini was because I wanted you to see as much of me that I could let you see with Terry around. And he never had a clue. So did it turn you on knowing you were fucking one of your best friend's girls? You're really, really hard thinking about that right now, aren't you? My pussy is so wet remembering you. Remember that Vanessa you told me on the phone about a week after you got home? Yes, I will be glad to remind you as long as you can put a lot of lube on your cock and I can hear you stroking it. You told me about how hard you had to work during the day owning that tow company. And you own that tow company that uses those really big trucks, don't you? Do you remember how I asked you if you got sweaty during the day? And you told me a lot of days you were soaking wet with perspiration when you got home. And you might even have grease all over your hands and smudges on your face.
I like that. Oh my God.
I told you, I like to imagine you coming home all sweaty and dirty. You don't even have to take a shower first. Because when you walk in, I'm walking around my bikini after spending the day just out by the pool relaxing, knowing you're out earning the money to take care of us. And I'm just a spoiled little rich girl letting you take care of me. But you know, I'm yours to do what you want with, so you can drag me to the bed and you can undress me. Well, you don't have to drag me. I'd go willingly, rather. And as I undress you, I can't help but run my tongue all over your sweaty little body. That hard body of yours. I love dirty hands running all over my body as you tell me how hard I'm about to get fucked. I can feel those blisters that have hardened on your hands as you squeeze my tits and my ass, and then run up and down my legs. You didn't have time to shave before you had to leave in the morning. I can feel that 5 o'clock shadow of yours roughly rubbing against the inside of my thighs and legs as you devour my pussy with your mouth. I was like, that pussy, oh. Oh, you're making me soaking wet. Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck yeah. And tongue fuck me just like that. You're about to. Oh, shit. Oh my God. I remember you going down on me. You were like an animal, nothing gentle about you. Just pressed your mouth against my wet pussy. And I've never felt a tongue move that fast or able to slide inside me that deep. I remember those moans you made as you were licking my pussy, the way you made me come over and over again. I love the sound of orgasms over and over with you because that's what you make me do every time. But wouldn't quit until I begged you, telling you I could not take it anymore. But that wasn't why I begged you to quit. Actually, I was dying to have your thick, hard cock in my mouth and do you the same. And you know, I was dying to have it all in my wet pussy. Are you really? Oh my God, yes. I can hear you stroking that cock so hard when you were fucking me. Remember when Terry pulled in the driveway and we were still in our bed and we had to quit because we heard him? How I told you I would meet in the spare bedroom at 2 to let you finish me? How you held your hand over my mouth to keep him from hearing me scream. He was sound asleep, and you were pumping load after load inside my wet pussy. Is that you, Terry?
Yeah, it's me.
What do you want, baby?
I just want to know if I can come in and watch.
Yes, you can come in if you don't mind watching this big man fuck me.
Okay.
Did you want to watch, baby?
Absolutely.
Sit over there and enjoy, but don't interrupt us.
Thanks, baby.
You want to fuck my mouth? Yes, I know you want to. Please do it. I want you to, and I want you to do it right in front of my boyfriend. And make sure you're positioned where he can see your cock sliding down my throat. If he tells you to stop, tell him to shut up, that you know what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I want you inside of me so bad. Yes, I have my toy that you mailed me.
He mailed you?
Yes.
Why?
He mailed me a toy because he had a dildo made just for me.
Made just for you?
It was made from a mold of his cock, and he wanted me to have it.
Why did he want you to have it?
So I would really know what it's like to have him inside me.
Oh, isn't that special? Is it in your drawer over here? You want me to get it out?
No, I don't need you to hand it to me.
Well, why not? I know you don't want to get up to get it.
Because it's under my pillow from last night.
Last night?
When you were asleep, I talked dirty to him, and I got so hot that I began thinking about him being in me. So I took the toy he sent me, and when I'm ready, and he put his hands under my hips, and he said, "Come here, Jess." He tells me he needs to be inside me, and then he pulls me really, really hard, so that it goes in like this.
Oh my God, baby, I'm fucking. Did he put that in too hard, baby?
No, I love it when he does that, but it still takes my breath away a little. But he's inside me now, and then he begins slowly stroking in and out of me. Oh God, but when he presses back inside me, he always does it with a lot of force. Oh my God. Just like this. I can't take it very long, Terry. I can't help it. Oh, but I'm fixing to come all over his cock right in front of you. In fact, I want to come all over it right now. Oh, please, Michael, don't stop. Oh my God, Michael, please scream my name when you come. Oh my God, yeah. Remember when I stroked your cock the night before Terry got home and I had to do it really fast? I was begging you to come just like I am now. Please, Michael, come for me. I'm thinking about that right now, and I'm fucking myself with a dildo exactly the size of you. I'm fixing to come all over his cock right in front of you. In fact, I want to come all over it right now. Oh, please, Michael, don't stop. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yes, Michael. Talk dirty. Oh, God, yeah. You know I love the way you're fucking me. Ignore him because he doesn't matter right now. Yes, baby, I want you to come all on me. Oh God, you're fixing to come. Yes, baby, harder. Oh my God. I've never been fucked this hard. Don't stop. Yes. Oh God, yes, Michael. Don't stop. Yes, I said ignore him. He told me to come upstairs and let you do me, so don't stop until you come.
You gonna come? Yeah. Oh, fuck, my pussy's coming in. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, please. Oh, I want you to come inside me. Oh, you like that? Yeah, you like me fucking you back, don't you? Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. I feel you coming. Oh my God.
Please, Michael, come for me. That's it. Scream my name, baby. Oh my God. That's those animal groans I love. Oh my God. I soaked our bed. Oh, he's gonna have to be laying in our sweat spot when we go to sleep. Cause just for you, I was real naughty and laid on his side of that bed. Oh yes, I knew you would like that.
Coming in that pussy, aren't you? rub my clit like that, but you're gonna make that pussy come again. Oh my god. Are you still coming? You don't even have to move. Just let me ride you really hard and rub my clit. Oh my god. Oh my. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm coming on the cock. Oh my god. Oh, is it still hard? Let me suck it a little. You just love it when I spit on it. Yes, do that. Oh my god. Don't stop, baby.
Oh my god, it's so hard.
Don't say a word or I'll make you leave, Terry. Sure. Oh my god, give it to me. Yes. Pull my hips back. Oh my god, that almost hurts. Fuck, your cock is so big and thick. I'm thinking about, yeah. Yes, baby, are you spitting on my pussy? I don't know how it can get any wetter. Oh my god, you're fucking that pussy sh- Yes, you're beating my pussy up, aren't you? I mean, talk really dirty to me. Tell me you know what I want. Oh my god, I love it when you talk to me like that. You should hear how dirty he talks to me some nights, Terry. He makes me play with my pussy for him, don't you? Yes? What do you want to know now? Fuck yes? Okay, you're gonna fuck me reverse cowgirl. You know I love it like this, don't you? You want to play with my titties like this. Sometimes it feels like I'm getting impaled or something. Yeah, he's lifting me up and pushing me right back down. He's gonna make me come, Terry. He is gonna make me come really hard. Don't stop. Yes. I'm rubbing my clit. I'm gonna come all over you. Yes. Oh my god. Oh, that feels so good. I'm coming so hard. Terry's making me come. You love that, don't you? You love when another man makes me come, don't you?
Fixing to come? You are? Yes, baby. Fuck that pussy hard. Hard. Fuck my little pussy like you're trying to hurt me. Yes, I love that. Oh my god, I'm coming. Are you fixing to come? Come all over my ass and back. Oh my god. That wet pussy too. Fuck yes, fuck me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, how many orgasms are you gonna give me? Don't stop fucking me. Oh my goodness, baby. Yes, I feel it hitting my back and my ass. Yes. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Oh my god. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I just caught my breath. Oh, my God. I hope you enjoy this, Michael. I had no idea he's gonna let me go that crazy, but I'm glad he did. And this is your Jess sending you licks and wet kisses. And my phone's dying, though.